and Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump held a rally with steel workers in Pittsburgh, where he touted a new planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel.
There's a lot of money coming your way. It's a lot of money.
He says it's worth about $14 billion. As part of the deal, he also says steel workers like Dan Allen will get a $5,000 bonus.
Oh, that can help me. I could take my mom on vacation. I could take her to Italy to see my family. Be great.
The president also announced plans to double tariffs on steel and aluminum imports that go into effect June 4th. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it could make inflation even worse.
If you go back to the beginning of COVID, inflation has cumulatively risen over 22%. Income has only just started to keep pace with that. So normally, we feel like we're getting better when our income is higher than inflation. Right now, for the past 5 years, we've felt like we're playing catch up.
And reporter Brad Gibson tells us worries about inflation are stopping a lot of Americans from buying a home.
60% of prospective buyers told Bank of America they're not sure now is a good time to buy a home. That's the highest number in 3 years. The reasons? Dwayne Redman with Bank of America.
Home prices have continued to rise. People look at interest rates. Yes, they are still higher than they were, obviously, several years ago. There's still a limited supply of homes, which puts upward pressure on pricing.
At a security conference in Singapore, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned of devastating consequences if China were to take over Taiwan. The BBC's Frank Gardner with details.
This was the strongest message yet by any U.S. defense secretary at this major defense forum, that Washington is determined to resist China's growing military power in the Asia Pacific. Pete Hegseth said the threat by communist China to Taiwan could be imminent. But he said Beijing would not seize Taiwan on President Trump's watch.
CBS's Michael George reports you may want to pass on the salt.
Which foods are to blame for our high consumption of salt? A survey by the American Heart Association found pizza, soup, and chicken are the main sources of sodium for most Americans. The survey also found sodium use varies by race and ethnicity, with Asian Americans most likely to add salt during cooking, and Black adults most likely to try and reduce their salt intake.
The number of people getting measles has grown. There are now 1,088 confirmed cases in the U.S. Texas added 10 cases in the past week. Other states with active outbreaks include Colorado, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice looking weekend as we transition into the month of June. Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight, cool and crisp with lows in the lower 40s. Temps rebound nicely tomorrow with lots of sunshine, a high of 77. Currently, it's 49.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, America's credit has been downgraded. What does that mean for Wisconsinites? Hour number two, we go beyond the cheese. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan update, June events at the Range of Richfield, and a special event at the Bayfield Fish Hatchery next weekend. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from the road again. You're in South Dakota this week, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm over in South Dakota here for the fourth stop of the Masters Walleye Circuit. We've got 64 teams going at it on Lake Oahe. I hear rumors of 13 and maybe even 14-pound fish being caught. We'll see if that really plays out on the scales this week, but it does look like it's a very good bite right now.
Wow. Have you seen fish that size in other tournaments, say on Lake Erie?
Yeah, so Lake Erie is the only other place we've had any kind of rival like that. It was back in 2018 when we had a 14-pound walleye come in on Lake Erie, the Troy River event. And that was the last time I saw one that big. I have seen multiple 12-pound fish when we've been on Lake Erie and out here on Lake Oahe. So it's very possible that something touches 13. I'd be pretty surprised if I saw 14, but 13's very real possibility.
Yeah, and those are post-spawn fish, so those would be 15, 16 pounders earlier.
Yeah, those would be potential state records, really, if they were, you know, pre-spawn fish, and there's a bunch of them. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago that the state record was broken 3 times in a matter of, like, 34 days or something. It was just a few years ago here in South Dakota, so some big, big fish in Lake Oahe.
Wow, okay. Last week, I know it's in your rear view mirror, but you were in La Crosse for another event. How did that go?
Yeah, La Crosse, it was the second stop of the 25 season for the National Walleye Tour. Oh, we had 84 boats at that one, and the winner of that was J.J. DiBernardi out of Wayne, Illinois. And J.J. he's fished the Masters Walleye Circuit for many years, and he has won a couple of MWCs before. And he's only cashed 2 checks on the National Walleye Tour stage. Both of them have come with a boat. He won in Spring Valley in 2023 and now has won a second time in the National Walleye Tour at La Crosse. And so he's got 2 boats to his name and 2 wins on the NWT in just fishing for 3 years. So pretty cool on the National Walleye Tour stage to have that type of record going.
Not bad. Yeah. If you're going to win, win big. That's great.
It was neat to have him there because he's actually working with a new boat brand that was over here visiting from Ukraine,
oh my,
believe it or not. And he was in the only boat of that brand in the United States. That's what he fished out of, and then he won the event. So
wow.
pretty good marketing technique for this new brand coming over here. Pretty incredible experience for him.
Yeah, boy, I wonder, are they going to be available for sale here? What, with tariffs?
Yeah, I guess there are a few available. Finval is the name, F-I-N-V-A-L. I guess there is a small market down in kind of northern Illinois. They're looking at bringing, you know, some production over here. And it was just kind of a unique opportunity for him to team up with them. Yeah, I don't know the whole story about how he got in touch with them, but the sales guy right off the plane from Ukraine was there taking pictures, and they had a good old time after he was crowned winner.
Oh, I'll bet. What engine did he have on the back?
He had a Mercury. It was a Mercury 300 that was on the back, powering that boat.
Well, good for him. All right. And next weekend, you're back in Wisconsin for the Mercury Nationals in Fond du Lac?
Yeah, Mercury Nationals in Fond du Lac. I think they got 280-some boats that'll go out there. It's a 300-boat max. Registration closes this next Monday, so you guys can get in and vie for a chance of cash there and a boat. pretty neat thing to say you won the Mercury Nationals for as long as it's been going, 40-some years.
Yep.
So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's still time to enter. Any last-minute advice for a wannabe tournament angler who's thinking about it?
I mean, you got to kind of take the dive. You got to commit and then throw yourself into the networking realm. You make sure you're connecting with anglers at a rules meeting, any opportunity you have to converse with them, and don't walk away at the end of the event. Even if you didn't do well, stick around, talk, find out what the bite really was. I think you'll learn a lot more than you expect.
All right. Well, Jeff, we will let you go, and I hope this tournament goes well, and we'll catch up with you in Fond du Lac next weekend.
Yeah, sounds great, Dan. Thanks.
Okay, you bet. Jeff Kelma on the road, as often he is in the spring and summer months. Well, folks, I finally shot a Jake during the last hunting period for my spring turkey. The only opportunity I had, four Jakes came in together on a friend's farm up in Dunn County, Zone 4. I was going to shoot the biggest one, but one of them popped his head up, and you know what that means. They could be walking away or running away or flying in the next second or two. So I shot the one that presented a shot, and he was a nice, tender Jake, and I make no apologies for shooting a Jake, especially during a long, hard season. And I wrote about it. I hope it's going to be in the next Outdoor News. You'll have a chance to see that. And I had a couple of exciting wildlife encounters. It's not unusual to see deer, but I had a young buck within 10 or 15 feet of me. One day he was eyeballing my decoy, paid no attention to me. I don't think he even knew I was there. He knew something was up, but I think he was more spooked by the decoy than me. And a week or so before that, I had a coyote come trotting down the trail. I thought he was going to attack my decoy, but it didn't. And it veered into the woods and was within about 10 feet of me when it stopped. I think it finally caught my scent. It swapped ends and was gone in a split second. Once it got 30 yards away, it just kind of looked back over its shoulder and loped away as they do. It was really neat to see them up close and personal like that. And I had my phone out at the time, and I actually got some good video of a few seconds of that coyote approaching. Well, coming up, charter captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan action off Sheboygan, as he often does. Range of Richfield president Jim Bobbyash announces June classes and events coming up at the range. And Friends of the R.D. Pike Fish Hatchery marketing director Todd Berg updates us on the renovation of that hatchery and invites us to a special event next weekend at the Les Voigt Fish Hatchery in Bayfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome to Crush City, where the fish are big and the bite is hot. Rapala, the world's number one lure brand, is bringing its legendary lifelike action to soft plastics. Crush City baits are already making waves in tournament circles, and now they're ready for your waters. Whether you're trolling shad wraps, casting X wraps, or shaking the Crush City mooch minnow, get out on the water and share your success with Rapala. Find yours today at your local fishing retailer or rapala.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to prof.hearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, you probably know that this radio show has been on for 20 years, but for 40 years, I hosted Outdoor Wisconsin on public television throughout the Upper Midwest, and a good friend of mine was on for almost 40 years, and he's joining us again for a fishing report, Dumper Dan Welsh of Sheboygan. Dan, thanks for joining us, and welcome back.
You bet. You're welcome, Dan. Great to be on board with you again. And we, like you said, we've been together a long time promoting this industry. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, you get it done. You've got six boats on the water. Your boats are out there every day in the summer. And before we started recording, you told me how many boats limited out already this morning? We're talking before noon.
Oh, yeah. We left the dock here this morning, Dan, at 5 a.m. My store was full of people. We had coffee, donuts. Loaded them up at 5 o'clock, got on the lake. It was gorgeous out this morning out of the port of Sheboygan. I had five of my six boats out this morning here in, you know, later part of May and Tuesday morning, and we all limited out, and everybody was tied up back at the dock by about 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, so, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Everybody had a blast. We got a lot of pictures. Check out our Facebook page. I've been posting pictures like crazy, but it's fun when the bite's like that and you can get out there and you can get on them right away. It's just awesome.
Well, five boats, and were all the boats full of people? Did you have five or six people on each boat?
Oh, it varied. We had two boats had two-man charters, so we do run smaller groups. We cater to them. Two boats had four-man groups, and one had a five- or six-man, I think it was a six-man. So all different numbers of people. But as you know, and most know, that the limit is five fish, trout and salmon combined per day per person. So if you got two people, it's 10. If you got six people, it's 30 fish. And then your possession is double that. So if you go in 2 days, you can take home, you know, 10 fish each in your possession. So pretty healthy limit. A lot of fillets for the freezer, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. Now, were these all cohos?
Yeah, today they were. They were all cohos. We fished right out in front of the harbor. Nice, really coffee-colored mudline coming out of the Sheboygan Harbor that was flowing southeast for about a mile outside the harbor, and that's key for this area, and that's why Sheboygan Harbor and Lakeshore area is so good for fishing here, because we have that natural river here, Sheboygan, that flows that water out into the lake. And what that means, Dan, is that just a little different tint of water color, a little bit of temperature, a lot of bait fish in there, and then cohos come in here to feed on the bait, and we troll right through them, and that's where we catch them.
Now, the bait fish, what are they doing in there? Are they picking up little insects and things that come out of the river?
Yep, they are, because you got a little flow coming out of the river, and they're picking up debris and insects and that sort of stuff. And the temperature change helps, too, because it's something different than, you know, being offshore in colder water. So it's a little bit warmer water and just big pods of bait. I got a lot of pictures that we'll show on Facebook on the graph of these baitfish pods. I mean, big balls of baitfish. And we're fishing like 30 to 40 feet of water, but at times it can be covered from top to bottom and bait as you troll through these schools of baitfish, which are alewife on Lake Michigan or shad. And that's where the cohos are, and it's just a great spot to be. It's not the only spot to be. There's a lot of good fishing south of town in the same water depth of 20 to 40 feet of water all the way past Kohler Andrews State Park to basically the county line, which is the Oostburg area in the water depth. So like over Memorial Day weekend, there was a lot of people fishing south of town in 20 to 40 foot catching coho as well. We like the harbor area because there's more congestion of fish and bait fish in that area, so you're always in fish, which is really nice.
Yeah, that certainly is. Well, so you were back at the dock with five boats about the time most people are waking up. And then what did you do?
Well, we hung all the fish up for pictures, got some nice photos, got them all filleted. My fish cleaners and first mates got them all on ice and in the freezer. Some of these groups are out back again tomorrow. They're like a two-day package or staying in my condos overnight. Two of the five groups were just a one-shot deal. So we packed them up, bagged up their fish, and now we're just getting ready for the afternoon. We go back out at 2 o'clock this afternoon and do it all over again with other clients.
Now, our second sponsor this week, I didn't even mention them because we kind of jumped right into it, is Sly's Midtown Saloon, and they are on 8th Street, as are some of your other sponsors. And you can find them on Facebook at Sly's Midtown Saloon and Grill. Is that where you went for breakfast then?
Yeah, we did, actually. A lot of my customers came up with my crew, and we went there for breakfast this morning at 8 o'clock as we were off the lake a few hours early and had a nice breakfast there. Dave and Janet, the owners of Sly's Midtown, they've been in business as long as I have, 40-plus years, and they do a great job on South 8th Street. For my place, it's 5 or 6 blocks, not that far. Their breakfast is from 7 to 11, then they have a full menu all day, all sorts of food. So great bar, great place to hang out, great breakfast. And yeah, we went up there and had a good time. We had, I don't know, probably 20-some people up there this morning, and everybody got fed, and it was all good.
Why, they like that business when you come in with a crew of people like that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. We filled up a bunch of tables of people, and yeah, they got us in and out of there in, you know, 30 minutes or so, and really good breakfast and nice menu, like I said, from 7 to 11. 7 days a week they're open at Sly's, and then they got good burgers and all sorts of good food throughout the day, and great bar to hang out at. They've been around a long time, one of the oldest bars in town. I mean, it's been remodeled, but they've been here a long time, and it's just a really nice hangout. It's right kind of on the plaza area in Sheboygan, right on 8th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, do you have openings for June now that we're through May?
I do. I mean, I just counted the other day, Dan, because I was just curious, because the book's been filling fast. We got about 300 trips on the books already in June, but we have room for more because we run more than that in June. So give me a call. Get on out here early June. What's nice, too, Dan, is, you know, we're on a cold bite right now that's red hot off the Port of Sheboygan. But the Kings, the Lakers, and the Rainbows, they'll be starting up here soon. We'll be heading a little further offshore, fishing that 80 to 120-foot range here soon. So variety time is coming where you'll catch everything. So give me a call, 920-377-1147. I'll answer all your questions, get you in the books, lodging, fishing, or just fishing. If you don't need lodging, I can do it all. Check out our Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, or dumperdan.com on the internet.
Any events coming up soon in Sheboygan?
Not currently. At the moment, they got Salmon Cup tournament coming up here second week of June. That weekend, too, keep in mind, FYI, I think it's June 7th, 8th, whatever that weekend is, free fishing weekend by the DNR. You don't need a fishing license for that weekend. So that's kind of neat to do if you don't fish much, take advantage of that. But, yeah, just the Salmon Cup's coming up here that same weekend for now. But throughout the summer, there's going to be a lot of things going on down here.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go, and we will talk again in 2 weeks. I think we're going to give you a break. This has been, I've lost track, but 3 weeks in a row, I think. Always great reports, and we appreciate everything you tell us about what's going on the lake there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dan, and why we've done this, you know, 3 weeks in a row is just because of the hot bite, and there's been a lot of private boat anglers out and charter boats and what have you, so it's a great way to roll from spring into summer and get all the anglers out there and keep them updated, and that's what we do.
All right. Well, we will talk again soon, and I hope the fishing continues to be as hot as it is now.
You bet, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it much.
Thank you, Dan. That was Dan Welch, Dumper Dan himself, proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at dumperdan.com. And on Facebook, his page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. This report and every report that we record will be posted there as well. Second sponsor this week, Sly's Midtown Saloon. Find them on Facebook at Sly's Midtown Saloon and Grill in Sheboygan. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split. You can also find them online at therangewi.com. Joining me once again for our monthly conversation about what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. It's so nice to be back with you again. I always enjoy this conversation. And I can't believe that another month has gone by.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And we're looking at June. Come on, really, what happened here?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, you know, the time flies faster as we get older.
Well, I have noticed that. Kind of like that roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, actually, May was great. We're still seeing a lot of good traffic and a lot of new faces. The really good news is that we're getting more and more guns in, both on the used end and on the new ones. So our cases haven't been this full in months. We also have a fair amount of ARs that are available, and we're okay with ammo. Matter of fact, if you decide to purchase a firearm during June, you'll get a free box of ammo plus a 1 hour of free shooting.
Well, now that's a deal.
Yes. We used to do this a little bit more often in the older days, but then with COVID and everything else, everything kind of stopped. So now things are kind of going back to normal. So yeah, we can start going back to normal.
Well, good. Good. This first week of June is a special week, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. From the 1st through the 7th, it's Gun Storage Week. And what they're trying to do is push families, especially families with kids, that secure the firearms in a safe place so the kids can't get at it. So we have all of our pistol vaults, the smaller Liberty pistol vaults, on sale for 10% off. You know, if you're looking at doing something to locate just one pistol in a secure area, come on in, take a look at them. We've got like four or five different sizes. They're really kind of cool.
Well, that's great. And it is so important to secure firearms. And I'm sure you heard on the news, as many of our listeners did just this week, a youngster in Wisconsin picked up a handgun that his dad or someone had left unattended, and the boy shot himself accidentally. But how does that ever happen? It should never happen.
It never should happen, period. I mean, there's some too many stories like that going around out there. There was another one where the two brothers were playing, and they found the gun, so they're using the gun as one of the props.
Sure.
And they pulled the trigger, and it went off.
Yeah.
And they killed the kids. It's got to stop, and that's why this Gun Storage Week is really important. You know, everybody should do what they can. And, you know, if you look at our safes, we have a lot of safes. And we have safes that are smaller ones, and we have some of those little smaller pistol safes that are like $99. You know, and then we've got safes that go all the way up to $8,000. And we've got a lot of stuff in between. And they're all made in America. They're great safes, period. So if you have some concerns, come on and talk to me about it.
Well, I'm glad you're publicizing or helping publicize Gun Storage Check Week by NSSF. That's great. Now, you have a lot of classes going on now.
We do. Our classes have been very well attended. It's going to be a little bit spottier now because of summer with everybody doing things outside and vacations, etc. We do have several now coming up for the month of June and July, and then we'll really crank it back up in August when we really get focused again.
Okay, let's look at some of them.
Okay, our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class, it's June 14th and July 13th. June 5th is our basic draw from the holster from 6 till 8 o'clock. This is kind of a specialty. A lot of people want to know if they can draw from the holster. We don't let them do it if they're here just shooting in the range, but in this particular class, you learn how to do it safely, and you do get a chance to draw from a holster during the class with the instructor. And then on June 7th and 8th, we'll be offering our very popular Getting to Know Your AR. Ever since we started this, it's been really, really popular. People have their ARs, but most of them don't know much about it, how to take it apart, put it back together. So this way we go through all that, and then we have the instructor give some instructions to the folks also. It's really great.
Yeah, ARs are somewhat intimidating if you've never handled one or never disassembled one. I must admit, I have not disassembled one, but I've shot them. And once you learn how to handle it and how to shoot it safely, it's quite easy to operate. So that's a great class, especially for people who are thinking, you know, I need to get one of these or I want one of these. Good to know how to deal with it.
Absolutely. And then we also have our infamous first shots class from 4 to 7:30. Now, some people aren't sure if they like the shooting sports or not, but they are intrigued, okay? But they don't want to spend a whole lot of money trying to find out if they really like it or not. Well, this is an introduction to the shooting world, from the basics to live fire in the range itself with an experienced instructor. I think it costs $35, and then you get a $25 gift certificate. It's basically costing you $10, and it's well worth it. A lot of the folks take the class, come back and decide that they do want to shoot, and some don't, and which is fine, but you tried it. That's all that counts.
Yeah. And what's the date on that one, Jim?
June 18th.
June 18th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Okay, great. And then shoot and move? What is that?
If you're in a self-defense situation, you know, so you, if you have somebody that's in your house and or, you know, out at your car or whatever it might be, we teach them how to shoot and then move out of the way and then back into the position again.
Hmm.
It's a little bit more of a higher end type of class, but there are people that want to come and do it.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, people can take private lessons if they don't want a class, right?
Absolutely. And if you have a certain thing you're looking for, specifically grip or stance or whatever it might be, if you go to a class, they'll talk about it, but it may not be to the detail you want. Here you really customize your experience, and it turns out extremely well.
Yeah, good. And how about the Summer Bullseye Slow Fire League? Is that going to happen this year?
It's on already.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can come in anytime to shoot. 2 targets a week, I believe, you have to get done. They rank them, and there's always some kind of a award or something like that at the end. This kind of gets them ready for the actual bullseye shooting that's done during the winter months.
Yeah, okay.
This class was basically designed to get your skills back up because the slow fire, there's no timing. When you get into an actual bullseye league, then you're timed and have so many shots to do it in. So a lot of folks like doing this because it just gets them back into the groove.
All right. And you mentioned safes before. You've got a lot of them on hand, I would imagine.
We do. We have, I don't have every model here in the store, but I have the more popular ones. I have at least 20 of them on the floor, and there's at least 20 to 25 in the warehouse. Matter of fact, they just got a load in yesterday.
Hmm.
So the good news is, if you're looking for a specific safe, we can order it and get it here between 45 and 60 days, which is pretty good right now. And then Liberty also announced they have a limited edition of designer color safes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting. And depending on the room and everything else, it could fit in just what you want. So the best bet is to go to libertysafe.com for the colors and pricing. It's a limited edition. It won't be here forever.
Okay.
Actually, Dan, this is probably one of the best times of the year to turn that tax refund into security and peace of mind that you get with every Liberty safe. So take advantage of it. They're great safes.
Yeah, and if you've got discretionary income because the government gave you a refund, why not invest in a good quality safe? That's a great idea.
And it's funny, we had a guy in here yesterday who got quite a few guns, and you know, he said, yeah, I really got to get safe. I got to get a safe. You know, I got like $10,000 worth of guns sitting around the house.
Hmm.
It's like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, a good safe may cost you maybe $1,500, $2,000, but having them laying around the house is not a good idea.
No, it's not, for sure. Now, you have a gunsmith. We talked about that last month, I think.
He's doing great. He's not in full strength right now. He does have another job that he's transferring out of, but he's got everything set up, and he's been here, I think he's here on Saturdays, and here's one evening. He's very, very talented. He knows his guns. He knows the smithing part of it, and if you have a gun with issues, Eli, who's our gunsmith, has the solution. Come on in. Nothing else. Talk to him. You learn a lot from him.
All right. Well, Jimmy, you usually have a special or two every month, and we've got Father's Day coming up real soon. What do you got going on for Father's Day?
Well, on Father's Day, which is June 18th, dads shoot free and get a free target. Come on in, dads. Bring your kids in, because we got to get more kids involved with the shooting sports also. You know, it's a good time to spend some time with them on a Father's Day. Both have some fun. 8 years old or older, come on and shoot with them. So look forward to seeing you then.
Father's Day is June 15th this year.
Oh, excuse me. I made a mistake.
Never happened before.
Never, yeah. Never, ever.
All right. And, of course, Father's Day gifts are important, too, and you've got a lot of options, don't you?
We do. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that you can just buy and give to him, or better yet, just get him an arranged gift card, and that way he can come out here and pick out exactly what he wants.
There you go. How about your summer hours? Do they vary from winter hours?
We're doing it this year, okay? Starting on June 8th and ending on September 8th, our hours will be changed on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. We'll be closing at 6 o'clock rather than 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then the hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will remain the same as always. That gives our people here a little chance to spend more time outside with their families. And usually during the summer months, especially in the evenings, it gets slow here. It should work out well for everybody.
Well, good. Well, and of course, you're always available if people want to just talk about guns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to come in and talk about what's new, talk about what's going on, talk about what the market is, especially now if we're doing gun broker. It's a great time. Come on in, bring your guns, do some shooting, have some conversations.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much. We will talk again in July.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Jim Bobby Ash is the president of the Range of Richfield. You can learn about everything we talked about at therangewi.com, or you can visit them in person. They'd love to see you. They are located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. You know where that is, where Highways 41 and 45 split. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Welcome to Crush City, where the fish are big and the bite is hot. Rapala, the world's number one lure brand, is bringing its legendary lifelike action to soft plastics. Crush City baits are already making waves in tournament circles, and now they're ready for your waters. Whether you're trolling shad wraps, casting X wraps, or shaking the Crush City mooch minnow, get out on the water and share your success with Rapala. Find yours today at your local fishing retailer or rapala.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For you folks who haven't geared up for fishing yet, remember Fleet Farm's got everything you need at the best prices guaranteed. Shimano rods and reels, Z-Man bass baits and jigs, Power Pro braided lines, live baits from DMF, Lewes rods, reels, and tackle bags, Strike King lures, Flambeau rod tubes, tackle trays, and bait buckets, Seaguar premium fishing line. And that's just what we could fit in this ad. Check out all the lures, lines, even live bait, stocked and ready to go at Fleet Farm.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump announced what he called a lucrative planned partnership deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel.
There's a lot of money coming your way. It's a lot of money.
He says it's worth $14 billion, but the deal hasn't been signed yet. The president also says he's raising the tariff rates on steel and aluminum imports. Both go into effect June 4th. Pete Hegseth is warning of devastating consequences if China were to take over Taiwan. The BBC's Frank Gardner on the defense secretary's remarks while at a security conference in Singapore.
Pete Hegseth said the threat by communist China to Taiwan could be imminent. But he said Beijing would not seize Taiwan on President Trump's watch.
Too much salt is bad for your health. And CBS's Michael George reports.
A survey by the American Heart Association found pizza, soup, and chicken are the main sources of sodium for most Americans.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice looking weekend as we transition into the month of June. Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight, cool and crisp with lows in the lower 40s. Temps rebound nicely tomorrow with lots of sunshine, a high of 77. Currently, it's 49.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Todd Berg. Todd is Director of Marketing for the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building in Bayfield. They have a website. It's friendsofrdpike.org. And on Facebook, you can find them at Friends of R.D. Pike. Well, Todd, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Dan, thank you so much, as always, for having us and for inviting us aboard today.
Well, you're quite welcome. It's been almost a year since we spoke last. And for folks who may not recall, can you tell us what is the R.D. Pike Building? Why is it important, and where is it exactly?
You bet. The R.D. Pike Building is one of the oldest fish hatcheries in the state of Wisconsin. It was built in 1897. There is a rich and storied history behind the building. It still stands today as a testament to the fisheries in the state of Wisconsin. And it still raises fish for the public. All of the back of the building is a hatchery which raises all of the inland lake trout, Seneca strain, Black Oak strain, and Trout Lake strain that go into Green Lake, Lake Geneva, several others in the state. The facility is located within the Bayfield Les Voigt State Fish Hatchery, which is 3 miles south of Bayfield on Highway 13. And it's open every day, and you can take tours, you can see the aquarium. It's open every day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes, and I understand you are in the process of renovating the original R.D. Pike Hatchery.
We are indeed, and since we spoke, and it's hard to believe a year has gone by, a lot has happened. We've kept up more presentations. We're in that throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks phase, where we're talking with every possible group. We've done lots more discovery, and we have some terrific news. In April, we were bestowed a visit at the hatchery from the governor, the secretary of the DNR, and the director of fisheries for the state. They came to Bayfield, spent about an hour and a half, went through on a tour with all the hatchery personnel on the hatchery proper at the Les Voigt hatchery, at the new hatchery. And then they spent some time with all of us as directors of the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building and wanted to see what the plans were. Shortly after that, we got some just unbelievable news. It's been coming 12 to 15 years we've been working on this. Earlier in the month, in May, the State Building Commission voted to approve funding for substantial upgrades to the hatchery property. A new well for the new hatchery,
redesign of the visitor center entry, the exterior facilities, a bunch more improvements. And for our standpoint, a complete exterior renovation and preservation of the outside of the R.D. Pike building. Includes new roof, new masonry repair, soffit, fascia, siding. The grand old girl's going to get replaced. So 2026 is going to be a very, very busy year. All of this is documented on the website and our social media channels. The work will start as soon as the snow comes off in 2026, and it will continue right through the end of the year, and they hope to be finished with it by the end of the year 26.
Fantastic. I can't imagine that this is an inexpensive project. Whenever you're trying to save or restore an old building, it ends up costing a lot more than it might have cost to build it in the first place.
Oh, without question. They built the building in 1897 in 3 months for $10,000.
Wow.
And you look at that today and you go, oh my goodness. For instance, there's over 50 windows in the R.D. Pike building. Because it's a National Historic Building, there are certain standards that have to be met in reconstruction and preservation. As we understand it, what will happen with the windows is because you can replace the glass, but you cannot replace the frames. If they were, for instance, double-cut hemlock, they have to stay double-cut hemlock.
Oh, boy.
So as we understand it, the windows will all come out. They'll get boarded up. They get sent to a company, probably, and this will all go out to bid, of course, but the most likely will get sent to a company in Iowa who refurbishes historic windows, and then they will send them all back and they'll be reinstalled.
Wow.
So you're right. There's a lot of masonry, the brownstone. There's really only a couple of companies that are capable of working with repairs to brownstone. So it's going to be an interesting process. We're going to document all of it too. Throughout the year, we will have, you know, updates on what's going on so you can see a timeline as to what's happening with the building.
So 10 grand to build it and umpty 3 million probably to refurbish it.
The whole project, the whole hatchery, the wells and everything, about $1.8 million.
Oh, okay. And where's that money going to come from?
The legislature passed a state infrastructure bill that was designed specifically for purposes just like this, to protect state properties that were in need of repair. In northern Wisconsin, there were, I think, 35 different projects. They ranged from a new shower house and new pavilion at Copper Falls State Park, something at Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island. There's a project near Iron River, the hatchery. These have been a long time coming. And, of course, when you got a treasure like this in the building, you don't want it to degrade to a point where it can't be repaired.
Absolutely.
So we're thankful. We're thankful to the legislators and some of their forethought to say, look, let's protect some of what we have.
So there will be money available from the government, but can individual citizens contribute if they want to?
Oh, absolutely. And what we're doing now as a group, because this changes our phase work and our strategic planning, one of the things that we're fundraising for right now, knowing that this is going to happen, is to do the prep work to restore the grand veranda that was on the front of the building originally. We're now approaching donors and our, you know, all of our volunteers, all of our channels, grants, et cetera, to say, okay, this is far less expensive to do this while the contractors are on site next year versus doing it after the fact. There are a couple of engineering things that will have to be done, and we'd like to get the columns up and get the roof line up so that that porch could be restored because it was one of the grandest parts of the building.
Uh-huh.
So absolutely. There's all that information as well as on our website and how to donate, what we're doing. We will update our phase charts here shortly now that we've gotten this information. It kind of changes our plan and what we're going to do next. But yes, we will take any bit of help that we can get.
Well, Todd, that's fantastic. And I understand there's an event scheduled for the Les Voigtfish Hatchery right behind the R.D. Pike building for Saturday, June 7th. Tell us about that.
The history of it is this has gone on for about 16 years prior to COVID. And then during COVID, it had to shut down. And now we're reinstituting it, and it's called the Outdoor Adventure Day. It is designed primarily for kids, but novice anglers of any age. And it'll be held June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we've got a lot of activities planned. There are exhibits. We're obviously going to put out history exhibits for the R.D. Pike building. We've got an archery team for the kids. We've got a cool thing called a fish pump, which they use in hatchery work. And I'm not going to give it away. The kids are going to love this, though. Okay. We have T-shirt painting. We have knot tying. We've got Meet the Wardens. There are hatchery tours, casting games, and fishing as well for the kids. And what we're doing is we're telling the kids, we've got about 8 or 9 events, and we're telling the kids, you've got to go through at least 3 of the other events and get a sticker before you can fish in the rearing ponds. Uh-huh. And then we'll take pictures of every kid that catches a fish, and they'll get a picture that day. We're going to feed everybody. We're going to do hot dogs and chips and all of that. So it'll run from 10 to 2 on the 7th. We need volunteers, too. If anybody's listening and they want to come and help, we'll put you to work. So we expect 300 to 500 kids for this.
Fantastic. And when I was a kid, if I had an opportunity to fish in a fish hatchery, I would have thought I'd died and gone to heaven. So,
yes, sir.
What a great event. Well, Todd, thanks so much for talking with us, and I hope you have a great event on June 7th, and we can't wait to see what the renovation looks like. I know what it's going to look like, but we can't wait to see it done, and we'll catch up with you again and see how you're progressing.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity and that for your listeners. We appreciate it. Every little bit helps. And I wish you well, Dan, and thank you again very much for the opportunity.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Todd Berg. He is Director of Marketing for the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building, located just south of Bayfield on Highway 13. Their website is friendsofrdpike.org, and you can find them on Facebook at Friends of R.D. Pike. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society, toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Well, Crestliner rebates will continue through the summer, and they have lots of boats in stock with pre-tariff pricing, so check them out, at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special for the past several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, where you can subscribe to our podcast as well. And you can also listen to our show as a podcast on many platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. We are all over social media as Dan Small Outdoors and Hardwater Jeff. May 31st, that's today for most listeners, is the deadline to apply for a Wisconsin elk permit in one of two elk zones, the Clam Lake and Black River zones. Four permits for bull elk are available for Clam Lake, four bull and five antlerless permits for Black River. Visit your Go Wild account to apply, and there's more information on the DNR website under Elk Hunt. The DNR is looking for landowners to host gun deer hunts for hunters with disabilities in October. The dates are October 4 through 12, and you must have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least three hunters. If you're interested, visit the DNR website. The keywords there are hunting and disabilities. The deadline to apply is July 1st, and July 1st is also the deadline for hunters to apply for the Learn to Hunt Deer event at Sand Hill Wildlife Area near Babcock. This hunt is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15 and anyone 16 and over who does not have previous gun deer hunting experience. Successful applicants must attend a workshop in August, and the hunt dates are November 8th and 9th. You can apply on the DNR website. The keywords are Sand Hill Deer Hunt. The Northern Highland American Legion State Forest is celebrating its 100th anniversary next Saturday, June 7th, with a program at the Crystal Lake Day Use Area Pavilion. You can find details on the DNR website events calendar, and you'll find more hunting, shooting, and fishing programs this summer on that calendar as well. Well, Lost in the Woods Improv has announced their summer schedule. Their next show is next Friday, June 6th, at the South Shore Brewery Tap House in Washburn. Look for their full schedule on Facebook or Instagram at Lost in the Woods Improv. And finally, with Father's Day just 2 weeks away, here are three gift ideas for Dad from Skosh.com. One is a power-up jump starter and portable power bank that'll jump a car or boat battery and also charge your phone or other device. The other is something called SCOVAC. It is a car vacuum that will vacuum or dust your car or other vehicle, and it also will inflate or deflate inner tubes, air mattresses, rafts, and other items. And finally, something called a GoBat. It's a 5-in-1 safety tool, a car charger, power bank, seatbelt cutter, window breaker, and flashlight. A real handy tool for anyone, really, and I've got one in my car now. All are priced at under $100, and they can all be found at skosh.com. That's SCOSCHE.com. Skosh.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll catch up with Jeff again next week on the road somewhere. Well, on the road in Fond du Lac. Meanwhile, get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go
coffee can, honey. I'll be trolling home to you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematech programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. At a steel mill in Pittsburgh, President Trump announced he's doubling tariffs on steel, later noting the increase also applies to aluminum. He also talked about a planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel that he says will preserve thousands of jobs.
Most importantly, U.S. Steel will continue to be controlled by the USA. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done the deal.
Now, the deal hasn't been finalized and signed yet, but if it does go through, the president says it will be very lucrative, adding,
every U.S. steel worker will soon receive a well-deserved $5,000 bonus.
Which steel workers celebrated.
It gets me energized, gets me ready to go out there and work harder.
Senators, including Lindsey Graham, are calling for a secondary sanctions plan against countries who import Russian fossil fuels and raw materials.
China, the game you're playing with.